6 o'clock. It is 6 o'clock, and we are on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. And we are up to the Gemara 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines to the bottom. A line into the Gemara. B'nai Belial. Says Yatsu Anashim B'nai Belial. Who are B'nai Belial? Sheparku El Shemayim Metavareim. They removed the yoke of Shemayim from their shoulder. That's all the Gemara Darshans with it. In the Mishnah, we learned from there that Eilam Chayel Goelam Abab. The Gemara does not seem to make a drasha from that.
Anybody that's a bliyad doesn't earn a mabur?
Doesn't say that, but that's what the Mishnah Darsh is. I don't know.
It's been an eli bliyad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't burn that. Mikir b'cha says they came out mikir b'cha. Yatsu an mashim b'nei bliyad mikir b'cha. I should say the word mikir b'cha. What does mikir b'cha teach me? V'loy min asfar. That the city cannot be in the border. It has to be a centrally located city. It's a Geras HaKasav. We had a reason for it earlier because it can, what's the name again? It can open up the door to enemies. We don't want to leave Eretz Yisrael undefended. And by destroying a city on the border, we're playing around with the safety of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi, Kekibecha, Mashma be'emtze v'loy min asfar. Shemaisi ish asfar be'mechayze v'kacham v'mechayze Yisrael. It's a border between a Goyish entity and a Jewish entity, meaning a state. And it asks ir nidachas. It cannot become ir nidachas. Exeris akasavi. Shemaisi as ir nidachas. It's exeris akasav. Back to the Gemara. Yosh v'iram v'loy yosh v'ir acheres. That it cannot be that the Madichim came from a different city. That Rashi dehainu Madichim mechutzullah. That if it's Madichim mechutzullah, it cannot be. Leymar, what is Leymar? Shetzvichim Edom v'Asor l'chalecha zem. That they need Edom and Asor for each one of the Madichim and the Nidachim. That's Rashi's opinion. Rashi Leymar Neuchav v'Navda. Mashma Shetzarach Leymar l'faneinu shekach oimim Neuchav v'Navda. That people have to testify that these people went around telling people to serve. Ve'en amir ele v'Edom. Al Matzarach Edom l'chalecha zem. Shein v'aloyim asher amru. Now Rashi seems to be learning it's going on the Madichim, that we need two people to testify on each one of the Madichim that they were going around telling people to do it, and they were warned. Itmar we learned. Rabbi Yechonon said when they split Eretz Yisrael originally, it was within the legal split up, it was in the formula to split cities in half, or to split cities partially for one. And part, you have to do it twice now, Mr. Singer. And partially for the second one. We do not split one city into two Shvatim. Now the question is, how can you say that? What happened to Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim was split into two Shvatim. So how can anybody come along and say that we don't split a city into two Shvatim? It is documented that Yerushalayim was part Yehuda and part Binyamin. Right? In Makom HaMikdash, there was a boundary between Yehuda and Binyamin. So the Titus Yishonim, the Rishonim ask the question and say that that's Exeris HaKasav, that we need that the Makom Sanhedrin be in Yehuda and the Makom of the Mikdash be in Binyamin, and it has to be next to each other. So therefore, inevitably, that meant Yerushalayim had to be an exception to the rule. However, besides the Yerushalayim, which was built on Exeris HaKasav, no other city was split into two Shvatim according to Rish Lakish, and according to Yechonon, this could have been commonplace. Whatever the boundary comes to a city, they just put the boundary through the city. According to Rish Lakish, they would gerrymander the boundary to make the city belong to one or the other, depending on where the majority of the city would be. That's what the Mefarshim explained. That's Rashi. Cholkenei Yerachas, b'tchilu kishacholki Yisrael l'sa'aretz, Yerushalayim litum v'lachtet Yerachas l'beit Shvatim. They were able to give and split one city into two Shvatim. And Ir lehem Ir b'tchum, they had a city in the boundary. Umitzus meshechas l'tchum achar. Part of the city extends into another boundary. Shevet achar, it's supposed to be. Naikul chelik v'aytuk tzas aretz. If we take a chelik in that piece of land, api agayrol nechlik aretz. If Naphtali l'tchum g'day Yisrael l'imay, it was done by Gairo and by Basco. If Naphtali is going to be picked in the Gairo, he will get g'naysir. Okay, meaning about Basco perik yeshnaichlu l'manchilim. In the perik yeshnaichlu l'manchilim. En chokim. The whole city goes to the city to the Shevet that would have the majority, and that you basically move the border around the city.
When did you do that?
What?
When did you do that?
When they split up Eretz Yisrael originally, all the way back in the time of Yeshua ben Nun. They made the boundary, and there was a city on the border between Yehuda and Yosef. Let's say there was a border between Yehuda, Binyamin and Yosef. Right? There was a city there. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you just go straight down the line. The Torah said go from here to here, make a straight line. According to Rish Lakish, they would get to that city and say, where is most of the city located? We'll go around it.
That's one city or two cities now?
It's one city in reality. I mean, I don't know what you want to mean in one city or two cities.
They're splitting it.
They're just moving a imaginary boundary in between the two. They're not building Berlin walls. They're moving an imaginary boundary between the two. And on one half of the city, or one part of the city, will live people from the Shevet, and one part of the other Shevet. What else? What do you mean? Can they use the same supermarket? Yes.
What makes it one city? Because now it's a city. When they
it's out. One city because everybody's living together in one city. What makes Cleveland a city?
Well, Cleveland Heights and Beach, right?
We don't call, that's not a different city. In Halacha, that's absolutely, call what you want. It means nothing. In Halacha, cities have nothing to do with the names you give them.
So when they split us,
Cleveland split and Cleveland Heights and Beachwood and Solon and Pepper Park, all one city in Halacha.
So what did they split when they said this will be?
Who lives where? Who lives where?
So the people who live in Yehuda section, the people from Shevet Yehuda, are also members of the city that is adjoining to Yosef, right?
Yes.
So what was the purpose of splitting it?
That who gets the houses? We're splitting up Eretz Yisrael to the Shvatim. Who are we giving this city to? Where is, let's say it's between Yosef and Binyamin, right? So we're going to put in the Yosef and Binyamin. So according to the Shlakish, if the majority of the city land is in Yosef territory, Binyamin people do not move into the city. It's not their city. They move to different cities.
This only happened in the time of Yosef.
That's what Rashi says.
So it couldn't happen any other time.
You
couldn't build a new city.
Yeah, Kishachol Kuyisrael as the Aretz, Hayrishon,
afterwards,
you can do whatever you want.
And what is it?
What do you mean? Whatever it is. It is. What do you mean?
It was 10 miles down the road. They built another city together, two different structures.
They wouldn't do it, theoretically, but they could do it. Meaning, theoretically, they could do it, but the Gemara is assuming they didn't do it. Yes. They could. It's how you give the land to Chathila. I'm trying to figure out what's bothering.
What happens afterwards? Was it Yerne Dachas on a...
That's what we're going to get involved in. The Gemara is assuming if they didn't do it then, they didn't do it later. They didn't do it later. I know if it's illegal, they didn't do it. They didn't have cities by Dushvatim. Yes?
If the city was right on the border, then the natural expansion of the city caused
the... See, I think we're also losing sight. I don't think they naturally expanded cities in those days. Because, again... I think the cities that were had fields, I mean, it wasn't like today. I mean, every inch of Eretz Yisrael was accounted for. Meaning, you had a city, and around it you had fields, and around it you had privately owned land, and I don't think there was. I don't know what happened to the population, but I don't think that the way we view natural expansion of cities so people can have nice big backyards happened in those days. I don't think anybody had nice big backyards. I think it was a different kind of setup. Than we have today. And therefore, I don't think we can use today's approach to cities sprawling, you know, open-ended in those days. I don't think it happened in those days. But if it did have natural expansion, if you hold like the Shlakish, that it had to belong to one Shevet, it obviously would only expand in that direction. And if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan that it had two Shvatim, each Shevet could expand it in their own direction. Yosef couldn't encroach into the other one, and Binyamin couldn't encroach into the other one. Encroach is the word? Into the other one. Yes.
Unless I misunderstand the race only very much, I mean, Margaret is talking about they had a bunch of surveyors with the tripods and this and that and the other thing. It was done all through cutters, basically.
Again.
The border itself was manifest to the people splitting, not by the workers.
Again. The way the border was made is Yeshua took out and he said they get this boundary. From this city to right. This city to this area to this area. And they went out and they drew a straight line between the points of the boundary. And that made the boundary. Now, that straight line runs into a city that was not mentioned to belong to any of the Shvatim. What do we do with that city? So Rabbi Yochanan, we draw the line right through the city. And Rav Shlaki says, no, the Torah doesn't want you to do that. The Torah wants you to go around that city. That's exactly what the Machlokes says.
It could be that I'm misreading the Gemara, which is a hobby of mine. However, it seems to me that what they're talking about, whether or not it's possible for the line to transect.
No, I don't think so. Rashi says definitely not like you. I mean, Rashi says, and l'kula sha'itza ha'shevet sh'ruba b'tchumeha. So according to you, Rashi should not say that line.
Rashi is a very good Jew. The other thing is, I think part of the consternation here is that everyone's approaching, the citizenship in a city much like we approach whether or not we pay taxes.
But that's what I was telling Mike. That's not the way cities were decided in those days.
One part of one's land is related to one's kayak, it's related to one's messias. That each person, just as each person is an ice, each person has a kaluk in the land.
Again, without that, I think in those days cities were determined by a group of people living together, not by whether what municipality they put up on the sign and which police department gave you a ticket for speeding. That wasn't the deciding factor in a city.
We're one to take an archaeological point of view, which isn't Rashi, but these archaeology cities that expand.
Could be expanded. Expanded within that shape, that's all. I didn't say it didn't expand, I said I don't think they did. You tell me they did, fine, but they expanded in the direction of their shape, but yes.
Once you divide it, then the Shem says, listen, whatever you thought before, I'm sorry to say, we have to just change all the...
It doesn't work that way, that's not...
And the time when Yeshua did it, how can you say this is, when you thought this was your land, guess what? It's not true. From A to B, this is your land. This is the Shevet. Everything else is just... It was just a false read. How can you argue with this? These are the boundaries. What does that mean?
The boundaries are given, and we're supposed to draw straight lines between points.
Right.
So the question is, do you draw straight lines or not such straight lines? That's the Machlokes.
Who cares who was there before? I don't care who was there before. Honestly,
I didn't think this was going to take more than 40 seconds. But I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with saying that Moshe Rabbeinu, Yeshua told them, or Moshe Rabbeinu told them, that cities are not supposed to be split. That's what he was told. So what do you tell me? That Moshe Rabbeinu got it wrong? He told them, Ein Chol Kin Li'il V'Shnei Shvatim. So what am I supposed to do?
What are boundaries mean then?
I'm not even understand the question. You're drawing a line between two points. The question is it a straight line or is it a curvy line? That's the machlokes.
What happens later on when they were alive?
Later on, don't worry about later on. Now they didn't do it that way. End of story. So the Gemara assumes if they didn't do it then, they didn't do it later either.
They built no new city.
That it was then that went across Shevet borders.
Because
that's what Yeshua told them. Cities are supposed to belong to one Shevet. I'm trying to figure out what in the world is taking this
moment. They intermarried within Shvatim. They might have built.
And they didn't. They built it in the land of one Shevet only.
And the only people that live there.
We'll worry about that. Let's give the Gemara a chance. We haven't given the Gemara four lines yet. Everybody's re-splitting up Eretz Yisrael here. Eisvei, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Achiyu Medchel Ma'aisi Ir Ma'aisi Shevet. Says that it has to be from that city and that shevet. My love, Avagav the Medchel Ma'aisi Ir, Iyikim Ma'aisi Shevet, any loy loy. Clear that you need two things, that city and that shevet. Mashma, there were people from a different shevet in the same city. Because if everybody in the city belonged to the same shevet, you would never have a situation where that would be a different shevet in the city. Just say Ma'aisi Ir. Automatically it would follow with Ma'aisi Shevet. Shmamina, Chokin, at Yerachas, Babay Shvatim. So the Gemara Lai, the Nafla Levi Yerusha, Inami the Yavin, the Halab Matana. It is possible that a daughter inherited her father and she married somebody from a different Shevet who would move across Shevet boundaries. So the city belonged to Shevet Naphtali. There might be a member of Dan that lives in the city of Naphtali because he inherited from his father-in-law. Because there were no sons, there were only daughters, he married, he moved in there. So, Enochinami, over the years, the Shevet lines still were Shevet lines, the majority of the population was from that Shevet, but there were people from different Shvatim across Shevet lines. That's what happened. But the city was in the Chelik of one Shevet only. Happened to be that inhabitants could have been from different Shvatim as well. Rashi. Dr. Ashi, ein chol, I love I got the club bites here. If you might to shave it now to journey down, that's be loy loy. Shem ein bites to shave it your hot. If they weren't of that shave, they got pushed away. I'm shave it akash be here. Ein the Messiah. Alabiskila. They would not be treated like any doctors. They would treat like individuals. Alma. F. Shishim and ICR, but like my Shishavin. Thank you, Dami. How is that possible? And Shechok, Yerach, and Shnei Shvatim. That's a good word. Lila Mehma Log is Ein Chokin. Shlokish will say Ein Chokin. Thank you, Mishkachas, my ICR, but like my Shishavin. Where would you find that city, not that Shavin? Now, the Nafal of Madakab, Yerusha, Mixus, Eri, the Bashi, Yereshus, Nachla. What happened was, a daughter inherited, and that's what had happened. That's a good word. Lila Mehma Log is Ein Chokin. Test in the Pasik, this is the Pasik in Yeshua. Arim Tesha Me'eshnei Ashvatim Eila. Nine cities were given to the Kahanim out of their 48 cities from the Shevet of Yehuda and Binyamin. Ma'ilav Arba Palgim Ahai V'Arba Palgim Ahai. Well, two Shvatim give nine, that means four and a half apiece, which means that one city was half one and half the other. Shema Menacholkin Irakas Lebe Shvatim. That the Gemara Lo Abba Mahai V'Chamesh Mahai. No, it means four and five. In fact, the Gemara Yachid Lefrush Lefrushay. Why didn't we explain which one gets four, which one gave four, and which one gave five? That's the Gemara Kasha, and Rashi says, it's not a slug up, it just makes it more difficult, according to the Mandam, and it says we don't split it up. But Enochinami, I'm sorry, according to the Mandam, it says Enchoka, right.
Four and five, but the territory was the same.
So you can give Terutz, and the Rishonim say different Terutz than the Gemara could have given. The Gemara says, Kasha, you're right. Simply put, why say 9-2 if it wasn't half split up, it was four and five? Rashi, Arim Teishim Eishnei Ashvatim Eilim Mimati Yehudim Mimati Shim Enough Lutes Enough Lutes Arim Menasnum Lovim is given to the Lovim. My love is Shaka Maidal the Talga Shai Si Yerechad Shel Yehudim Vishimen Benat Lumehem and they took it from them. Alma Cholkin Yerechad Lishnei Shvatim the Gemara Chazina Loi Dal Mahai Vahay Mahai Tad the Gemara Yehaki Lipra Shabushi so why isn't it explained Hanin Ushevet the Shaka Menei Hei Vahay Minum Shevet the Shaka Menei Dalet which Shevet gave five which gave four Vamai Ksiv Arim Teishim Eishnei Ashvatim Mashmah the Bishav Vishakul they took it evenly. The answer is Kasha Loshen Apasa Kasha Lukaret Laman Damer it's supposed to say Ein Cholkim Avaloi Mitzayis if it's not shlugged up. Now, the Rishonim answer, and again, I don't remember which one says what, that Yehuda and Shimon, anyway, their Nachla was mixed up. Shimon was given a Nachla Mitzayik B'nei Yehuda. So therefore, it could very well be that the Torah specifically didn't split Shimon and Yehuda in the number of cities, which one gave what, because it's working with the assumption that Shimon's Nachla is not a separate entity, so to speak, but it's Mitzayik B'nei Yehuda. That's what some Rishonim say the Gemara could have said. The Gemara does not say that. The Gemara says Kasha, which Rashi says, not a Chufta, it's a Kasha. Meaning we didn't slug it up. Something to my bite.
What does that mean? Shimon was given. What does that mean?
The pasuk says, "Vayitlu nachlus b'nei Shimon mitoich b'nei Yehuda." Since the whatever, I'm not going to get involved. I'm going to give a chumash. I'm going to get stuck with something here, and I'm not going there. Whatever reason is, the pasuk says the nachlus b'nei Shimon is in the middle of nachlus b'nei Yehuda. Was not viewed as a separate entity. Whatever that means. As I state in pasuk in Yeshua. Take a look at Yeshua and take a look at the Mepharshim. Not the time and place, and I'm giving you share on that now. So therefore, we'll just leave it at that. Has to do with the whole system of Shimon had to be done that way. Whatever it is, that's the way it happened. So therefore, what's the name again? Could be, that's what the Rishonim say. That's why it said four and five, it said nine instead of four and five. Ibarilo. Chutchu me'alei amahu. What happens if the Bnei or Nidaka did not have any persuaders? On their own, they all decided to serve a Venezara. They all persuaded themselves. Nobody persuaded them. There were no missionaries going around actively promoting a Venezara. They all, decided, introspection of their own, came to the conclusion that they should serve a Venezara, and a majority of the city served it. What happened? I don't know. Maybe it was in the water they drank. I don't know what caused it, but whatever caused it, they all did it on their own. It's a shayla. It's not that it happened. Does there have to be madichim? That's how the Torah presents it. Or is it only the Torah giving you the norm, that even if they did it self hadacha, it would still be the same thing. That the Gemara Tashmai, Dichu Nashim Ketanim, doesn't work. What difference does it make? If you don't need it, it's just a normative situation that there is madichim, why are we excluding Nashim Ketanim? The Raya, what is the difference? Meaning, some are following, the Torah wants them to follow a strong decision. Their own decision is viewed as strong, so that might be as much as persuaded. Nashim Ketanim, if one follows them, that's called a weak following. It's not so persuasive. People don't follow women and children around. So therefore the Torah excluded them. But it could very well be that self hadacha is more than dasha muktanim. So the Gemara leaves it unanswered that what the halacha would be. Let me just do Rashi. The Rashi gradi medalid. Now Rashi spent a long time here on the word gradi. We're going to see in a second. Nimshaken. They are dragged. They follow. The chayin garis Rebbe bekuli hashas migrid garid. Rebbe is always garis and shas instead of migrar, which we usually use gerera pulling. Rashi says the correct yerush according to my Rebbe is migrad garid. The near elishu lushin greida the mevashin and yochid comes from the word greida, which means individual. Hashem shu yochid mashuch umufreshu min akayil. Since he's an individual, he's pulled away from others. That's what the word greida comes from. Greida means by itself. Itself means pulled away from others. So therefore the word greida means pulled away. So when you're pulled towards or pulled away, you can use the word greida. Greida means individual. Now sometimes individual means away, sometimes it means pulled to, because it comes from it just means pulled. Now the reason greida means pulled is it came from the word individual, which is usually removed, pulled away from people. So it therefore became a borrowed term that we use greida for pulled instead of just individual. The ain lacherim siva, the lashon arami, who is an Aramaic word. The ain time of the pasuk, there is no word like that in pasuk. Abel is a similar word. It says gardai umamidai al gildai, that over there it means you whittle it down and you leave it on its thinnest layer. When you talk about a shayfer, it's thick, and your gardai, you sand it down. You whittle it down, Lashon Ivri. That's who Lashon Ivri. That's a Hebrew word. That's a Lashon Kodesh word. The Daima Lebe Pasig Vayikach Lecheres Lehizgarid Boy, the Dalad. He took a Cheres to scratch, to rub. So we see that that's a Lashon Kodesh word as opposed to the word we're using in our Gemara, which is an Aramaic word. This is a lesson in language, not the game shot in the Gemara. I mean, just to touch the word. Perish Lashon Chatita, carving. So the Chatit v'Gairid v'Sak, and he rubs away and he carves with his knife and the cold over. V'Gairer Bereish, and when it says Gairer Bereish, Lashon Ivrihu. That's also a Lashon Kodesh word. To my Gairer Adam Mita v'Kisa v'Shokhan. Person drags. V'Chen I Megarer v'Yaitse, Megarer v'Yaitse. So there's three words that Rashi translates here. Greda, Gardai, and Megarer. Very similar to our Lashon Kodesh words, and one is a Aramaic word, and Rashi says that our Gemara means, Gredi here means pulled. Interesting, I would have used the word Megarer, which is the same word in Lashon Kodesh. But Rashi says it says Greda here, not Greira, and it means pulled also, but from a different root. Because Greda means individual, individuals are usually pulled away, so it became borrowed terminology to use it to pull to or pulled away.
Greda.
No, greda means to pull, to rub. Greda. Greda. Yes.
Let's say there's 100,000 people in the city.
Yes.
So, I'm not going to that. I think 50,001
is the majority.
Right, okay. Now, that means I have to go to these bad people, Vadishim, and I have to give a hasra to each and every time they want to.
No, only once.
Why?
Because they were warned not to be Madiach.
They were warned at the time of the Hasra, the time of the thing.
They had to be warned by the Madiach one person.
Okay, that's it. Okay, and then 2 weeks later, they were warned by the Madiach someone else.
Right, so I don't have to warn again for Hadachah. They already warned, no.
Why?
Because why should I? They already Chayav Misa.
No, they're not Chayav Misa.
Madiach is Chayav Misa when he persuades one or persuades a million.
No, but
that's the nidach. I have to warn each nidach that he has to, he has served the Vedazara. Are you talking about the madichim or the nidachim?
I'm both now.
The nidachim, each one has to be warned by Adam not to serve a Vedazara.
No, but the time, no, but
at the time that they serve.
Right before they serve.
Yes.
So that means right before, I have to calculate when's the madichim coming to give to it's like.
No, I don't have to be there when they're being nidach. I have to be there when they're serving a Vedazara.
So I have to find each one right before they.
As they serve a Vedazara, if not, I can't kill them. That's what everything. No, I don't have to be there. That can be determined by the fact that they did it that way. I don't have to have a straw on that.
But the different einish, if you...
Different einish has nothing to do with the act. It has to do with the majority, the number.
But the hasra you give hatsorah, if you do this...
No, you give him hatsorah for skila. Irony Daka says this goes back to that Rambam we talked about yesterday. They're not given an einish that you're going to get irony Daka. You can't do that to any individual. You don't know there's a majority. How can you do that?
Right.
So therefore, obviously, you give them warnings as individuals. When they comprise 50%+, the Torah kicks in and says, we take over and we make them a rebellious city.
No, but I thought the machlokas we had about 89 months ago that said that you have to tell the people...
Again, I told you, Yonidakas is an exception. That's why I used that Rambam yesterday. Yonidakas is not treated like any other one. It's a different getter. We kill women and children that are innocent, according to the Rambam. It's a different thing completely. Yonidakas is a rebellion against Hashem. It's an open rebellion. It's not the regular gzara.
But again, the bottom line is, there's a one yomer that holds, when you give us treifa, tell me oinish.
We tell him skila.
We tell him skila, and it turns out if you don't get treifa, you're getting treifa.
So you're not getting sayef.
Sayef, yeah.
And that happens because there's a special halacha called Yonidakas. You're right. Breaks the rules.
Did we say this yesterday?
I didn't talk about that individual, but I still got the Rambam at the beginning.
I know,
that Erni Zakas breaks the rules that we normally work with.
This
we didn't mention it yesterday, but we're getting there in the Gemara in a minute.
Does it ever happen?
I don't know. Again, we're dealing with that halacha. Well, that's because of a different reason the Gemara says it never happened. Frank the Gemara Heichi Avdina. Ash Yudach Ruba. Frank the Gemara Heichi Avdina. How do we know that? How do we ever find the majority? Meaning, how do you determine majority right away? Because majority is comprised of many individuals. So you're dealing with individuals till you get to 50.1%. So how do you do this? So there's going to be many opinions. I'd like to read the Gemara from two dots to two dots without any questions. And at the end, if there are any questions, I would love to answer them. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Donim V'chayvshin, Donim V'chayvshin. What you do is you take people, and when you find them to serve Avodah Zarah, now you're aware, obviously, that there is a Avodah Zarah spreading in town. Because if you only have one person serving Avodah Zarah, there's no reason to be chayshah that we're dealing with Irani Zachas. Obviously, Bezin is aware that this city has gone sour. Now, the question is, was it 49% or 50%? So what we do is, we judge each individual, and we put him in jail. And then we see at the end of the day, how many did we find? We found more than 50%, we give it halacha of Irani Dachas. We find 49%, we treat them as individuals. Frekta Gemara, Amar Layula, in Nimta Tama'ana Zina Shalaylu. So what happened is, you were Gleimer did that they served Avodah Zarah. You prosecuted them, you convicted them, and you put them in jail. We have halacha that you have to carry out sentence as soon as it's done. So as soon as you hit their Chayav Skila, they did Avodah Zarah, you have to kill them. How can you lock them up for 6 weeks to determine what their fate will be when the halacha says you have to prosecute each individual, convict them, and carry out the sentence that day? So the Gemara, Itmar Rabbi Yechon and Amar, Elam Rabbi Ula, Donim V'Saiflin, Donim V'Saiflin. You're right. We give individual skila as we get to 50%. We say, whoa! From now on, everybody is getting sayef. Now, the big shiloh, what would happen to the property of the first 49% that we gave skila to? Once we decided it's in Zakas, do we go back and say, even though we gave those individuals skila, we destroyed a whole city? Or do we say, those people, their property is saved? That seems to be a discussion in the Achronim. I don't have an answer. It's Machlokes.
That's the property,
wives and children. Wives and children, same Shiloh, right. Same Shiloh. What happens to their wives and children? 49% of them got skila. Their wives and children are safe. Their property was inherited by their Yarshim. Now, at 50%, we start giving people sayim, and we start burning their possessions. What happens to the 49% possessions? Are we burning that also, or are we not? Are we killing their wives and children, or are we not? Not clarified. Right. Something Gemara by Tzitma, Rabbi Yechon and Amar, Donim V'Saiflin, Donim V'Saiflin. Rabbi Yechon says, we give everybody skila. Rishlakish Amar, Marbon Lem Bati Dinam. Rishlakish says, as soon as we get wind that there's an epidemic of Avodah Zarah around town, we put up multiple bezins to judge everybody as fast as we can. And we have everybody done in one day. And then we can determine at the end of that day, before we give anybody any sentence, because Dina Nefashis is always delayed to the next day before we pass him, Are we dealing with 51% or are we dealing with 49%? And we will make the adequate psak. So what we do is we impanel. What's the thing when you give a guy? There's a better word. Okay.
Deputize,
right? That's the word.
You impanel.
You impanel many bezins, and they would judge everybody on the same day. Frexing Gemara is a problem. It says you should take that man and that lady to the city. We are now in the city of Pliny, and we are dealing with Bez Nagadl. What do we do? What we do is we make many multiple bezins, and we check out the din. If we think we have guilty verdicts, we don't paskin it, because we're paskin about 51% of the city. We're not allowed to. So what happens is, at that point, we have a huge caravan, and we're going up to Yerushalayim, and there they redo the din, they finish the din. The Kotlin of Lahu and Bezin Gadol kills them with Sayyids and then goes back and wipes out the city like it's supposed to be wiped out. So what happens is, according to this Mandi Amar, is basically both Mandi Amar have to agree to the following. First Mandi Amar says we judge people as individuals. When we hit 49.9%, 50%, we switch. And from then on, everybody else is packed off to Bezin Gadol to be dealt with as an Irini Dachas, and we wipe out the city. First 49% were dealt with locally. The next rest of the percentage, no matter what it is, will be dealt with in Bez Nagadu. The second one, the Abbot says, we never dealt with anybody locally. If we saw that there's an epidemic of Anavaita Zara, we impanel as many Batidinim as we think are necessary. We judge each individual that day. At the end of the day, before they make the announcement the next morning, Bez Nagadu gets together and says, do we have what we think is an Erni Dachas? And if we think yes, we order massive Mayflower trucks, and we bring everybody over to Yerushalayim. And when we get to Yerushalayim, Bez Nagadol receives the evidence. Big Shiloh, we need to aid him here. Can Bez Nagadol testify what they've reached? Can Bez Nagadol take over and report to the Bez Nagadol? Whatever way it works, Bez Nagadol deliberates, decides they're guilty. Bez Nagadol treats them all in the Yerni Zachas. So we have a Machloikas Amaroyim, how to approach it. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Basanam Shayu Grady. We're going back to the Gemara before, and they're more attached because they were did it on their own. They're not so adukim. How do you get the majority? When we see it's already two or three, you know, those days cities weren't that big. Cities were 300 people, 200 people. We're not dealing with major 100,000 people cities. So we don't stone them. We put everybody away from stoning them. We convict them. We put them in prison. Till we get the majority. We got to do a new judgment. Once their din is complete, you're delaying their din. You're not allowed to do that. So the answer was, done of the cyclone of Chetcham. We stone half of them. The Mazakinu Luke, you see them. See them as individuals. Done of the cyclone of Chetcham, the Eilach, the Zbara, the Dovel, the Freya. That, retroactively, we found out, Shehut Churuba, Vahadi Vesayef, Umamayim Avad. Now we don't know whose money is Avad. The Chetcham Eilach, Yatzer Rishal, the Mashal, the Kamura, you no longer can give them Skila. Not because we don't judge two in one day. I'm representing my den. The Mishnah has done it. And if one beast of Bezin can prosecute two cases in one day. You have multiple witnesses. One Bezin would not be able to handle the volume. So they should discover they do some b'yemechad. The yigma din kulam b'yemechad, and all gemar din should be done in one day. And the problem was, you can't do it in this city. The sharecha, the bezin should be sharecha dinu sinhedrik tana. Only a minority in the city. Biatim baitziel of a sinhedrik gedayla. You need a sinhedrik gedayla. And the marvim lam bati dinim of aini b'dineim. And have a merubim if there are many. The mhut churuba malim is kulam bezin agadl. You bring them all up to bezin agadl. Yes, now questions.
I don't see why you have the problem.
perspective here on the Adatha situation, where it has been reported to the Chachamim here that somebody has gone around and brought the situation. There's a rumor of a Niran Hidaka. Once there's a rumor of a Niran Hidaka, the mechanism of the court starts, and they bring the all the Chachamim here come in, and they start the.
Yeah, but they have to do each individual, individual item. And according to Ula,
the procedures of an Iran Hidaka is going, and so they're not going to go and kill individuals.
But they have to take.
All right, it's Iran Hidaka's time.
Let me explain. Simply put, the Gemara is saying as follows: a rabbin consists of many individuals. Each individual has to be dealt with. Did he serve Avodah Zarah with Adam, with Hasra? Did he meet the technicalities necessary to be Chaya Misa? With all the halachas of the Shafta Eda, Vitzilu Eda, everything is put into every individual case. If we decide he did not, so now he's Chaya Misa, meaning he didn't meet the qualification, he's Chaya Misa. And we paskin he's Chaya Misa, we have to carry it out that day. How are you going to determine Rav if you're doing him one by one by one? So you're answering me the second Eretz.
Situation. Once the rumor goes out that it's Iran Hidaka.
So you're saying is, why doesn't Ula agree to the second Eretz? That's what you're saying.
There's a special procedure for Iran Hidaka. So once the rumor goes out that it's Iran Hidaka, they call in their emergency Iran Hidaka squad, and they're going to have to go to the
So you're saying the second Eretz of the Gemara. That's what you're saying.
Before they start killing the first person.
Because you're saying the second Eretz of the Gemara, Marvim Lem Bate Dinam. That's exactly what you're saying. That's your Iran Hidaka squad.
Yeah, but before they kill the first person, the rumor...
That's what the second man the Amar holds. So, the answer to Chazaynish asks your question. And he said...
That's what I wanted to do.
Okay, sorry. Chazaynish asks your question. And he says, and Chazaynish says, that Enoch Inami, if we have wind that there's a majority, we would do with your Iran Hidaka squad. But if we have wind that it's many, but we're not, didn't hear the word majority... Ula says you proceed as if it's individuals. Whereas the other Madiyamar says, once you have wind that it's many, you go into Iran Hidaka's mode, even if you don't hear that it's a majority. So the Machloika seems to be, at what point do we pull in the Iran Hidaka squad? That's how the Chazanish explains it. Yes?
Is there a maximum number of cases one Bezdin can judge in a
day? The Halacha is they're not allowed to judge multiple capital crimes in one day if it's different mises, if it's different punishments. If it's the same punishment, there is no maximum. Except, they're all very time-consuming. Because we give everybody every chance to be found innocent.
So what is the Bezdin Gadol... First of all, I have so many questions. First of all, you said there's 200
surprise, yes.
Turn people to cities?
I said there weren't that many big cities.
What is considered a very... What is considered a city?
Big 50 people.
You might know, what is considered a city...
50 people. My says, I mean, you might buy Erev into 50 city.
So
I have a plan to take a crack, not make a city.
City.
No, a city can be 50 people, a city can be 100,000 people.
What is determining what the city is?
If 50 people live together, 50 people or more live in one area, it's called
the
city.
So where is the area stop?
When there's 70 amas of land that's not lived in, that's called Ibura Shalir, and then afterwards we have Tchuma Shalir. Well, in Mesechta's Erev, this is all discussed.
Oh, so these are the cities that we're referring to.
Yeah.
Next thing is, Bezdin Gadol has to... Let's say they say the majority of the people were not good, right? We're going on the army that holds you in. So they have to take care of that one day all of the cases.
That's what the second man of the army said. I mean, how did Bezdin Gadol handle everything? They received the evidence. They didn't have to do Vishavta Eda Vitzila Eda. That was done already. That was done in the small Bezdin, who brings them up to Bezdin Gadol, who now goes through the evidence to see that everything is on the up and up and takes care of it.
Can we show Gosser the mover? I'm just saying.
I said Mayflower. I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize for that error. Okay. You're right. You're 100% right. Okay. I'll send them a bill also. Yes.
The Bezdin of the city itself, if it's a question, maybe the mayor has been there in this awkward situation. They have to recuse themselves because they have a, it could be their money that's getting destroyed in the
It's an interesting point. Why aren't they considered a gay abadabra because of their money? I did not see anybody ask it. That doesn't mean that nobody does. Why aren't they considered a gay abadabra? Because if it hits 50%, their money is going also. I did not see anybody ask it. It's a good point. I wonder what the answer is. I don't know. I definitely did not see that anybody has to refuse themselves. Your question is, why don't they have to refuse themselves? They become the gay abadabra at 51%, their money is going to be destroyed.
They need money because they get killed, don't they?
No, it's not true. The tzaddikim do not get killed. No, absolutely not. The Rishonim get killed, and their wives and children are viewed as their possessions. Let me just go through that.
Even after it tries.
Only Rishonim. We do not kill the tzaddikim in the city. I mean, they're not left very wealthy after we're finished. They also have to look for a new place to live, but they do not get killed. Now, the question is, why aren't they considered a gay abadabra? Because their money is at stake, and it's a good question. I don't know the answer. Yes?
Well, did Moshe Rabbeinu find judges who hated money?
No.
Money did not find.
Right. For money, you can get that too, by the way.
What?
For money, you can get that too.
The thing which struck me, I just realized that we're not talking about, which at no point has it been mentioned that I recall, but I was asleep for that part, whether or not the city was or was not walled.
Okay, so I don't think it makes a difference.
Which is odd because the walled city and unwalled city are very different.
Not in this halacha.
I mean, you can see it there.
I understand, but not in this halacha. Yes, my sure the question. Yes.
In the second answer, they took a number of batei dinim and then they brought them up to this line, right? So isn't that like a, I would assume that's a 2-day process.
No, again, they did not do gemar din. They,
so
remember,
they have to make more than one base
then. Because they have to hint, because the halacha is, you do one, meaning, it's a 2-day process as far as from the beginning to the end. Yes, it is true. Because Teretz says that they themselves don't punish, they don't gemar din. Their gemar din is to take it to Yerushalayim. That's the gemar din. And therefore we take them to Yerushalayim who will paskin their sentence.
But they did a gemar din.
Gemar din that it deserves to go to Yerushalayim.
Oh, that was a gemar din.
Because they're doing it all in one day. They're doing it all in one day.
So they grab these people, but they took them to basement first. And they told people,
impanel multiple bedrooms. And they deal with every case on the same day.
And they told them that you guys are...
They don't pass into the next day. All Gemar Din and Din and Mamanes. The next day is nothing. The next day they're in the truck already on the Shulgas and moving.
The next
truck.
Day, then they go to the base in Andradon.
I don't know how long it takes. It might take 10 days to get up there.
Whatever it is. And then these people are sitting in Basin, and Basin has another overnight session.
No. Bez Nagadlu has them. They take them all up to Bez Nagadlu.
Yeah, but that's overnight off.
Yes, and then they're punished the next day.
Now they're 2 overnights at least.
Again, the first time they never got a psak yet. The psak was, you're in Idachas, we have to take you up to the Bez Nagadlu.
So, the moment they say you're in Idachas, or you're doing a little...
You're a potential you're in Idachas.
You're by the next morning.
No, only if we get reaching Gemar Din.
What is the Gemar Din when they say...
Again, let's go back. In every Dina in the Farshas case, they analyzed it one day, then they stayed overnight, and we analyzed it the next day and came out with a psak.
And that day they had to finish. That's
yes.
What I'm asking.
Yeah, exactly. What happened here was, they did one day, the way I understand it, came together at night and said, it looks bad, let's take them to Bez Nagadlu to make the decision.
Oh, so they didn't say they're doing a Borzoro or this Iran Idaka?
Well, they definitely would say, I mean, actions speak louder than words. Actions, they're not posking today, they have to posken tomorrow. They take them to Bez Nagadlu to do the psak.
It
could take 15 days. It doesn't bother us. There was no psak yet.
Isn't this the part where you make people suffer?
That was only after Gemar Din. We had a question back on Fourth Perek. Why don't we start dealing the fashions on a Friday and finish it on a Sunday? We said because they'll forget the arguments. There's nothing wrong in the day in between the Din and the Gemar Din. The Inri Din is once you have the Gemar Din.
What do they have when they drag them to Shlaim?
A good feeling that we're dealing with a real situation of Yer Nidachas. Based on testimony, Hasra, based on our analysis of the situation. Professional analysis of the situation.
They didn't even ask him that the people are doing a brontosaurus.
Well, they didn't do any formal psak, but they definitely have good reason to believe that it's headed in the direction.
Any basin to do that for any case. Not give a formal psak. But the formal psak doesn't happen until next... I don't know. But you can do that for any basin.
If you, but there's no reason to do it in any other basin, but if you want to do it, go ahead and do it. That's my
idea. Where do these courts come from? They come from outside.
I don't know where they get all these people from. You know, again...
But they definitely don't come from inside.
Why not?
Why was this kasha? It was a wonderful kasha. I don't need to ask it, but what? But why does? Where does it come from?
Well, usually it's an Edmund kind of lived in the same city.
First off, 23 people. And why would it come from? From inside?
Well, you always go to the bezin of your city. That's where things start.
First off, you said before they're small cities.
Yeah, right. But they still have a bezin of 23. Any city of 230 people had a bezin of 23. According to one man, they made a city of 120 people had a bezin of 23.
Now, people are suspect themselves.
There's no rumor that they're right there. We're talking about bezin now. We're not talking about, you know, the Supreme Court. We're talking about bezin. You're right. If we had to bring in from people out of town, it would answer the question. But Pashtus, you go to the bezin of that city. Something about
where's the negiyah?
Money is a big negiyah.
If anything, they're losing their own money. They're going to pass them against themselves.
I don't know, but that might not mean they might not pass them correctly. It's exactly what the negiyah is. They might pass them, they're not guilty of a avodah zarah, based on the fact that they don't want to lose their money. Haki sakas yashveir. Tanar abonin achameres, donkey caravans, ragamelis. Camel caravans, Tiberius and Malkum Lamakum, Lodu Bataika, if they stayed overnight, Bahut Khuima, and they joined the Aveda Zara people, in Mishtal Shamla Majemahim Messiah from Amayna Mabad, they stayed there 30 days, they are considered residents, and therefore their Messiah from their money is destroyed. Pagat Mikanai Biskilim Amayna Palat. Frank the Gemara Rimini. Kami Hebiya Via Kanshiir, the Mishnah says in Baba Basra, how long is a person in a city to be considered a resident of the city? Yud Beis Chaydish. You want to know who's a resident? It's 30 days. You want to know who's a citizen? Is a year. But Tanya, we talk and learn that way in the Brisa. Somebody bans himself in pleasure from the people of the city. He says the word Nibneyair. Nibneyair connotes or connotates. What's the word? Connotes, no? Connotes. What?
Connotes.
Connotes people that lived there 12 months. So yesh adam shinshtar sham yud beis chaydish also lehenes mimenu. It's also that pleasure from them. Tungas mikayin mutzal lehenes mimenu. Yashveir, if he says I won't have pleasure from people who live in the city, mishtar la mejaim also lehenes mimenu. Tungas mikayin mutzal lehenes mimenu. So we see there's a difference in the title of yashveir and bnei yair. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Kami heviir mishne vashutzim. Behei kan sheir litim b'tarcha ir to have to pay for the needs of the city. I'm having kibnei masa shei nikra kibnei ir. Hey nikra b'pankas mid beis chaydish, it can't be less than 12 months. Avali karis mi yoshvei ir, kibin sheshoha lama jay nikra man sheir is considered resident of the city. Kvinim bu es yoshvei ir ahu. V'tanyim nechusa, hamayra anoa shomar halay kainim im ena, something will be usher if I have pleasure, and therefore he's not allowed to have pleasure from the people of the city. Depends how he worded it. Fine, this is as far as we're going today. Cup you and I'm at Aleph.